This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason Mackey's First 10, a quick hit podcast to get you ready for the day. Today is Thursday, June 27th in Pittsburgh, and we're coming off the drafting of Bub Carrington. Big night for him. Pirates took a series in Cincinnati, and things are about to heat up in the NHL and with our own Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll get into all that, but first want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there, but the interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. Their appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. So I first wanted to start, sort of redundant, but I wanted to get going with some Penguins talk and some anticipation, excitement, not necessarily for the NHL draft, although I have nothing against it. I am curious to see what they're able to pick up in the second round with picks 44 and 46. But more what Kyle Dubas does. I think we're going to really see the direction he wants to take this team, the smarts that he has. Not sure the correct way to put it, but I think this is a very important offseason for him. I think we're going to see something here. It's not an easy task, right? If you look at the Penguins roster and what he's able to do and what he's not able to do. No movement clauses, theoretically keeping the core around, keeping things competitive, not a ton of assets to peddle there. But I do have a couple things that I want to see Dubas do. And I wrote them down and wanted to talk about them a little bit with you. One is trade Riley Smith. Nothing against Riley Smith, but there was not a fit there. We're talking about an expiring contract. I think somebody, given what Smith has done for Vegas and throughout his career, I think would still have some value. But I'd like to see them get somebody, and these moves are kind of related, at least in my mind, somebody that can play in your bottom six and also bump up the lineup a little bit. I'm thinking back to, when the Penguins won their cups in 16 and 17, teams that I was around and covering, that was something they did extremely well. You might have somebody like Matt Cullen on the fourth line, but in a pinch, can play up in the lineup. I don't think that's too much to ask, and frankly, might not be all they need to do or want to do. I think there's more opportunity there. Matt Wenzel, by the way, wrote an excellent piece. I really enjoyed it. 25 names to know as the NHL offseason kicks up, something like that. A whole bunch of names. I thought the structure of it was really smart on Matt's part and how to get through a lot of information quickly. But Riley Smith was one of the names in there. I believe Ricard Raquel was another one, but he's certainly a name on my mind, somebody I've been considering. What do you do with Raquel? Unless there's a really fantastic and enticing offer out there, I'm rooting for the Penguins to keep Raquel around. I don't think we saw a true representation of what he can be. I don't think it's smart to trade him based on what we saw at the end of the season with Evgeny Malkin and Michael Bunting and what he was able to contribute. We know Raquel was not healthy last season, and I don't think he's just suddenly going to turn into the player he was last year. It strikes me as more of a blip than anything. I'd like to see them ride it out. Some interesting names Matt mentioned in his piece, and I would give an authoritative thumbs up on all of them. The Penguins are operating with $10.7 million in cap space and some needs, obviously, as we've talked about. Tyler Bertuzzi, Jake DeBrusk, Max Domi are three names that Matt posited that names to watch. Names might make sense. I think I'd take Domi from that list. I'm not sure. I'd take any of them, to be fair. Maybe any and all three. They're not going to get all three, clearly. But I think I'd take Domi. I don't know. What about you? Send me an email at jmackey. What is it? At jmackeypg on X and jmackey@post-gazette.com. But some interesting stuff there. Some interesting stuff to think about. A lot of stuff to track. Again, Dubas was really good last offseason, gave everybody a lot of hope. It didn't quite pan out, but I don't think at this point last year anybody was thinking he was going to be able to pull off Erik Karlsson, and he did. We'll see if it was the right move. I'm not sure, but it was an impressive balancing act that Kyle was able to orchestrate. All right. So cool thing last night with Pitt. I'm sure you guys saw it. Bub Carrington selected 14th overall, first by the Trailblazers and then traded to the Washington Wizards. Just a neat story.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Given his, you know, where he came from, right? Four-star prospect coming out of Baltimore, Maryland. Basically getting to go back home. Really neat, really happy for him. I was there when he declared for the NBA draft. Special player. I was too consumed with the baseball offseason. I shouldn't have been spent, you know, probably should have spent more time watching him. I mean, what I did watch was impressive. Just a quick refresher, though. Triple-double in the opener, first for any Pitt player since 1998. I was surprised, you know, reading that and that it had been that long. He's fit Pitt's first true first-rounder since Steven Adams in 2013. What this says to me, and I don't know if this requires like any huge hot take or anything like that, but happy for Jeff Capel and what he's brought to Pitt. He's mentored now 28 draft picks, including 19 first-round selections, 10 lottery picks. It's a weird era, right, in college sports, and this is a whole separate discussion, and coaches and wanting to play for coaches and what coaches can do for kids. But I think you see kind of how genuine Jeff Capel can be. You saw some of what was created with some of Carrington's Pitt teammates going to support him last night as well. I thought that was impressive. But you're getting players to the league. You're winning games. That's what you want to be doing. And I feel pretty darn confident the hands that Pitt basketball is in right now. All right, going to switch gears to the Pirates. They take two of three from the Cincinnati Reds. Luis Ortiz was the big story for me. Six innings, four hits, one run. It was earned. No walks and seven strikeouts. Very excellent afternoon for the young man. I don't know how you take him out of the rotation at this point. Now, I think this takes us to a larger discussion about what they do with pitching, which is fair. A couple days ago, I expressed some concern about do the Pirates have enough pitching depth, and that remains. One game does not change that trend, but you certainly are happy watching Ortiz, right? And the Pirates are going to have some interesting decisions to make here coming up soon. And let's hope that pitching depth issue resolves itself. And here's what I mean. Martin Perez is going to start very soon. Haven't checked to see exactly when. I'm not sure they've announced it, but either way, this weekend in Atlanta would not surprise me at all. That's going to help. I don't know how you do anything other than start Ortiz his next time through, given what he did. Was absolutely outstanding. I think he's starting to figure out his mix. It proves to me, by the way, with what Ortiz has done, you don't need to throw 103. Throw a couple different pitches. You know, it's the old Ray Miller, work fast, change speeds, whatever. Ortiz looked like he started to figure that out. Quinn Priester also was supposed to make a rehab start last night. That game was rained out. Don't know how many he'll make, but he's on the horizon too. Get those guys back. Get Ryan Borucki back. I think it's going to improve some things as far as the pitching staff. And the other takeaway I had last night, sort of going off of this, how much things change in baseball, right? Like, Luis Ortiz was a reliever. We didn't know what he would be. He's out of the starting rotation. Is he not any good? Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about him being excellent. Rowdy Tellez, want him DFA'd. He's terrible. Worst player ever. Well, you know what? Really cool story with Rowdy unfolding, isn't it? Xander Brown was there yesterday. The 7-year-old from Ontario, you've probably read and seen him. I tweeted something to this effect, but Rowdy met up with his buddy May 31st in Toronto. Before Xander, 47 games, 175 average, 461 OPS. Rowdy was doing nothing. You were booing Rowdy. You were wanting Rowdy DFA'd, et cetera. Since that date, 19 games, 355 average, 935 OPS, 7 extra base hits, 12 ribs. Rowdy's been outstanding. And it may have changed the calculus in terms of what they want to add. But anyway, it just, baseball is the weirdest sport, the weirdest season. There's so much drama and changes. What can happen? Anyway, it's a sermon for another day. But some other takeaways. Connor Joe yesterday snaps an 0-for-16 skid. The Pirates need his bat. It's been quiet in June. Hopefully that leads to something, him snapping out of that. I'm intrigued by what happens with the catching situation as well. Jason DeLay, 2 doubles yesterday. Every time they play Jason DeLay, he's solid. It's his 5th start, has 3 extra base hits. Yasmani Grandal has that many in his past 24 games. I'd argue that Jason DeLay plays a much more capable defense. Neither of them have thrown particularly well, and some of that is still on the pitchers. But Jason DeLay, you look at his defensive numbers last year, he was starter level good. I don't know what happens with the catching situation. Henry Davis started a rehab assignment last night, 0-for-2, 2 walks. I hope he gets back and contributes. They invested a lot of money in draft capital, and I think very highly of Henry. But right now, you need to win games immediately at the major league level. If Henry can help them do that, great. If not, Henry's going to be in the minors. I don't know. But it's all to my point that things can change and do change and will change and will forever change. And it's fascinating to see. Something I wanted to point out that I wanted to spend a little bit more time on. Now I won't because we're over 10 minutes and I still think it's very interesting. So I want to get to it. Have you noticed where Brian Reynolds has gone? Straight up to the top, clearly, with his 23 game hitting streak extended yesterday, longest for a Pirate since 2003. But I was looking through some outfield rankings in the National League last night. Did you know that Reynolds is all the way up to 3rd in OPS at 816? The only two better, Jurickson Profar and Fernando Tatis Jr. 892, 822. Extra base hits, Teoscar Hernandez from the Dodgers, the only one with more than Reynolds, 34. Total bases, Reynolds leads all National League outfielders with 152. Does he belong in the All-Star game? Very well might. It's an interesting thought. If this continues, I don't know how you keep him out. He's been darn good. Things change. I hope that doesn't change. That's one thing I always like and respect and enjoy about Brian Reynolds. My man does not change whatsoever. Pirates are off today. We'll do an all request episode of this for Friday. You can hit me up with your questions again at jmackeypg, jmackey at post-gazette.com. Either way, make sure you like and subscribe. You can get this video and more from our Post-Gazette writers and columnists. And yeah, that's it for me today. Thanks for watching. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.